Welcome to another edition of the DF4Q. This is where we ask filmmakers the Discover Film 4 questions, which are, number one, your favorite film of all time, number two, a film you think is underrated, number three, a film you think is overrated, and number four, that lesser known gem that you want people to seek out. Today we get the answers from two filmmakers, that's Ashley Aaron Campbell and Holland Olmsted. They work together on the short film Above Jewels, which you should go to discoverfilm.net right now to watch. We're going to take these two filmmakers, and they're going to take turns going first answering the four questions. So question number one is, favorite film of all time, and let's start with Ashley.
Okay. You can't make me choose between babies. So mine are, Okay, Road to Perdition. Just whatever. Road to Perdition. Sam Mendes. I love him. I love Tom Hanks. I love Paul Newman. I love all of them. I love Daniel Craig. It's just, it's the best. And every shot is like a still frame. Have you seen that thing? It's gorgeous. And the music, Thomas Newman. All of it.
Yeah. But you say you can't choose between babies. There's a second one?
Yeah, what are your other babies?
Well, like my other babies, because I've got to have a comedy and then like a sappy romantic one. So, Death at a Funeral. Have you guys seen that, the British version?
I did see it.
Okay. You didn't like it?
No, I did like it.
That is not nearly enthusiastic enough. Okay.
No, because I was remembering the American.
Oh, got it. No, the British one. Yeah. I haven't even seen the American one.
That was like in like 2000 something. 2000, like...
Something like that.
Seven.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty funny.
And then Joe writes Pride and Prejudice.
All right, Holland's turn for favorite film of all time.
Yeah. All right. Well, I would have more than one, for sure. But I guess if I were to, you know, say a film that I watched as a young woman, I would say The Professional.
Absolutely,
I just love how badass her character, Natalie Portman's character in it. I just love the violence. I just remember the feeling it used to give me as a little girl and the feeling it still gives me now. I love the characters. I love the story. It's romantic. It's action. It's just, I don't know, everything for me. And then I would say more recently, Room, which was just incredible, the performances in that film, and Brie Larson, and the little boy in that film, oh my gosh, and the cinematography in that film. That movie to me was just such, it was like a roller coaster. I just remember like screaming at the screen for like the entire time.
Yeah, no, that film, they started with their dark premise and they took it in the perfect direction.
With the rug
so
and the,
well
just
done.
The specificity of everything. And
everything
and
makes
the
sense
eyes
and yet it's not predictable.
No, that's the thing. It's just like.
And yet everything that happens that you don't predict works.
I know.
So rare.
It's so good. With the note and the. It's just everything. I loved it. And then also, I watched more recently Elle. Verhoeven. That was pretty incredible. I loved Isabelle Huppert's performance. For me, there were some, you know, maybe moments where I wasn't like obsessed with, but I think it just as a whole, like, it, I don't know, it definitely inspired me. And I think I don't know, there was just something about that film. I like obviously very dark films.
Nothing wrong with dark.
But yeah, if you haven't seen any of those, I would say watch them for sure. Yeah. Because
well, you get to give a recommendation later.
Yeah,
but right
still,
now,
whatever.
Now it's your turn to go first for question number two, which is a film that you think didn't get the accolades it deserves. A film that not everyone loves, but you think it's underrated.
I mean, I feel like maybe some people might like it, but I feel like a lot of people either haven't seen it or... It's kind of like a whatever film to them, but to me, I love Blue Valentine, and I love also the performances in that. I think Ryan Gosling, to me, I think that's my favorite thing I've ever seen him in. I think the relationship and the chemistry between him and Michelle Williams is just beautiful. I love the cinematography. I love the score. I love grizzly bears. To me, it's like the same kind of thing where it just gives me that feeling every time I watch it. And for me, it's kind of hard to have that like feeling, like my heart feels something when I'm watching a film, and it makes me feel that for sure. Even though it's kind of a sad story, it's still beautiful to me. So.
And you like, you, it's obvious you like the challenging films.
Mm-hmm.
Like the ones that are emotionally.
I feel like also, I look at it as also like, if I would play that part,
yeah.
You know?
And but they're not just dark, they're complex.
They make you want to shoot yourself, is what you're saying.
But then also like, love yourself at the same time. But like, I would have loved to play Michelle Williams' part. I would have loved to play Natalie Portman when I was a little girl. I would have loved to play Brie Larson's part in Room. Like these, I think for me, that's also why I connect to it, because it's just even as an actress, like...
Right, you can project yourself in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it gives me that feeling, that visceral feeling for sure.
Okay, right. Do you want to hear some Mormon coming out?
Yep.
Yeah.
Let's make it happen.
I haven't seen Blue Valentine.
See?
Because it got an X, it was rated X, right?
Was it NC-17? There was some controversy.
I think it might have been, but it's not
even. Was it unrated?
Yeah, it was.
But that was for drug use and stuff, right? Wasn't that?
But it's not. There's nothing that explicit. Like, it's literally, like, it's a beautiful film.
I never saw
it. And if you haven't seen it, you should watch it.
Because of that, I think.
All right. Well, yeah. I know what you're doing this weekend. But what is Ashley's film that is underrated that doesn't seem to get the praise it deserves?
Well, okay. I prepared for this question, and I looked at a bunch of lists. And Road to Perdition was on none of them, and I found that upsetting. I didn't look; I only looked at like four or five, and it was not on any of them, and that is upsetting to me because it's so good.
It's not even Sam Mendes' most praised film, right? I mean, everyone focuses on his others.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, why can't I think of the name?
American Beauty.
No. Yeah.
Well, Revolutionary Road.
I also
Road.
Didn't. Yeah, that's the one I'm trying to think
Revolutionary
of.
Revolutionary Road.
I love that. See, that's my favorite of his.
That's another one of those ones where you kind of want to shoot yourself.
That's the Kate Winslet one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Leo DiCaprio.
I did that scene.
Everybody's done that scene. God bless it. So there's that one.
In class, obviously.
In class, yeah.
No, just at home.
Yeah. With my husband.
What is this? What is this? That is dark.
I remember, actually, I did, like you know, sometimes they have you go to, like, a thing before the movie comes out, and they make you watch it.
Oh, yeah, so you can get feedback and you can get notes from an audience.
Yeah, and you have to lie and say, I have nothing to do with the entertainment industry.
They made us just watch a few clips from it, and I was like, I feel like if it wasn't Kate Winslet, Leonardo DiCaprio, I don't know if people would care.
Really?
But it was so rough. Like, it wasn't, like, the whole film. It was just, like, parts of the film.
Okay. I
so it was
that
kind
was
of
like
hard.
A time frame thing, because, like, feminism is so, now that it's
I mean,
like
it was
a feminist
it was
anthem.
It was a little while ago, for sure.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It was a little prior to the pro-chick movement.
I wish I could type out the that sentence. Feminism is so wah right now.
Feminism.
Okay, and then the other thing I wanted to say is on all those lists was my second choice, because I can't do just one. Deer Hunter, and that is just because I feel like...
You feel it's underrated?
I feel like everybody loves that movie.
Everybody does. Cinephiles do. And I feel like most people that are really into filmmaking know about it, but I don't think the public... is. Like, I had never heard of it until I was really into film. And it's just because it's older, but I think it holds, like, hugely holds up over time and more... You're not going to get a lot of non-cinephiles listening to this, are you? So they already all know about
it.
But
fine.
Maybe someone somewhere will learn about Deer Hunter and watch it.
Yeah. All right, so I think it's your turn to go again. And this is with the player-hating one. What's a film that everyone seems to love that you think is overrated?
Okay. No, I'm starting. Okay, two. I'm choosing two because I like to waste everybody's time.
You can
ooh,
insult
I can
two
come
filmmakers.
Up with two.
Okay. I would like to insult Martin Scorsese. That's the dumbest thing anyone could ever do. But
wow.
I couldn't. It's the Mormon thing.
He's gonna hear this.
I just have visceral reactions.
Nobody is at their best all the time. Not even he, no, not even Spielberg.
No. Oh, absolutely.
Nobody's at their best all the time.
But it's not the quality of the filmmaking. It's the it's the story. It's the, like,
so it's
porn
not,
movie scene.
I couldn't. It's not that it's self-indulgent and slow and not that entertaining.
No, I don't even remember it well enough to Taxi Driver is the movie we're talking about. And I actually rewatched a preview and I was like, okay, I find this much more interesting. So it'd be interesting to watch it now that I'm so far removed from my youth and fear of X ratings, NC-17s. But I just remember, like, I got to this scene in, like, he goes into, like, a porn theater or something and I was like, no. And I just was like, why does everyone love this movie so much? So there was that. And then my second one is Whiplash.
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
Whiplash.
Yeah. You are going to lose a lot of people on that.
I know.
She's trying to whisper Whiplash. And you actually, I have to admit, that's a great one for you to say because I have never met anyone who didn't like that film.
Me neither.
So the fact that you consider it overrated is valid because if it didn't resonate for you,
but here's the
everyone
thing.
In the world is saying it's the most amazing thing of its genre. It's the best student drama movie ever made.
I think she relates to it too much.
That might be the case. That's really it. And I think if anything, that's like probably an indication of a great movie because, so mm-hmm. I should probably completely change my answer because I can't handle it. The, whatever his name is, the instructor.
J.K. Simmons.
Yeah, J.K. Yeah. Simmons' character.
Oh, he's so
and Miles Teller's reaction to him. I can't, the fact that he is giving into that crap and like doing, like playing right into his hands. I just want to be, I just want to
so you had
punch him in the face.
So you had a mentor.
You want to go to therapy.
You had more than one mentor in your life who was too hard on you?
I have perhaps encountered people that have narcissistic tendencies and I just get it. I hated him so much. And that, you know, that's a very strong reaction to have. So
Fair enough.
It left a mark. Technically, you know, it's brilliant, blah, 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 whatever. I just really hate it.
I'm not even sure that counts as overrated, but we'll stick with it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's so good.
Because she is acknowledging that it's so effectively made that you can't take the subject matter.
Mm-hmm. It's just, it's too, I can't handle it.
Now it's Holland's turn.
I'm so excited.
To give us.
I don't even need an explanation.
Whatever.
My most overrated film, I would say, is La La Land.
The disdain with which you said that. Wow.
Need I say more?
Yes, you need
really?
To say more. Yeah.
Why?
Because it's not that
Do you
bad.
Think that I'm the only one?
There are people that enjoy it. It has mixed reactions. And I can say this because I just said that about Whiplash.
I think it, you know, it was what it was.
I enjoyed it.
I think as a musical, it fell flat. I wasn't in.
Oh my god!
I didn't enjoy the story. I didn't enjoy the performances.
Oh, you! What is
I
wrong with
I think that
you?
The level of cinematography was all over the place.
No, no, that is what made it good. Sorry.
Wow!
But what's
great
here?
When I started, you guys.
but what I want to point out here that's great is you two are friends and collaborators.
You've and we made love, we're still going to work together.
And the point is that look at what you're bringing to projects together. You're mm-hmm. bringing a person who loves La La Land and not Whiplash, and loves Whiplash and not La La Land. And if that's not great...
Which is the same director.
Things to bring together.
Incredible. Yeah.
I mean, it's showing that you are bringing such disparate artistic sensibilities to your projects that it makes your projects you do together more complete.
Oh, for sure. I don't think that we only have one vision, you know? I think...
Oh, no. We have completely different, like styles.
Yeah,
completely
for sure.
Different.
But that's why it ends up working.
Yeah. Because she'll throw something that I... Like, the cover art for Above Jewels,
mm-hmm.
she, like, came up... Yeah, the color and the font. And I was like, I would never in a million...
Well, that was more my husband, but...
Well, whatever, you too. And also the trailer, the music for the trailer. I would never have in a million years imagined that. And then I was like, you know, it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
It works.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're definitely different. Right. But I think it works. It ends up working.
Yeah, definitely. All right, so now the final of the four is the lesser-known film that's a secret gem that people should seek out.
Always Shine by Sofia Takal, which is like a horror thriller. And it's going to be two female leads because, you know, you got to end it on that note. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's, I feel like just watch it because I don't want to give anything away.
It's,
I think also they're both actresses. So I feel like if you're an actor, it's an interesting, movie to watch and to have two actresses in a film that's horror, you know, it was really interesting. And the relationship between the two and just the relationship with the industry, I enjoyed very much. And I love Sofia Takal. I think she's pretty awesome. As a female writer, director, she's pretty cool. So I think you should check out her stuff just in general. So
that's so funny. Cause I always like when I see shows about two actresses, I always want to punch them in the face. Not the actresses,
no.
The show.
Oh, no, not necessarily, like, because it's two actresses. I'm just saying it just happens to be that. You know, I didn't even know that going in watching the film.
Well, like, is their dynamic, like, super competitive bitchy?
Look at your sexist assumptions.
Yeah,
two actresses, they must be catty.
I think.
But but I think that's the whole point is that they're almost kind of making fun of that. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
So I think it's to the nth degree and that's why it becomes like a horror film.
But I think maybe that's why I get ticked off because it's just like these two.
No, it's good. Watch
okay.
it.
Okay. Well, and then there's also that one with Naomi Watkins and...
You mean Watts?
Yeah, whatever.
I'm like, who's Naomi Watkins?
Like,
I need to find out this new actress.
Well, and then there's this other... Have you ever seen that scene where they're, like, driving down and they're like, I can cry first. And I'm just like...
What, Laurel Canyon or what
no,
is it?
No, it's...
Or Mulholland Drive.
No, it's not. It's something
what
else.
Are you talking about?
I don't know. Whatever. Let's forget it. Edit out.
Oh, I'm hitting on
I want to know.
Okay,
I want to know.
God, we're going super long. So... Ashley gets to say her secret gem that people should seek out.
The Orphanage. It came out.
I've never heard of it, so I'm excited.
It's a Spanish film. It came out shortly after Pan's Labyrinth, I believe, and it was executive produced by Guillermo del Toro, which is how I found out about it. But it's just like it's a horror film set in an orphanage, and it's pretty cool.
Love it. That's got my name written yeah. all over it.
Mm-hmm. And actually, yours was horror too, right?
Yeah.
So...
Ending on that note.
And we did end it on that note. All right, if you have questions, comments, or complaints, you can go to discoverfilm.net. And from there, you can get the Facebook group, which is a great place to discuss these answers. I don't think you really need to hear anything else. We'll see you next time.